when you were writing about the night and coping with it, one of the things that you said was what you would really like would be for someone to be there who you could talk to, who you could talk to without feeling you were imposing on them and keeping them awake when they ought to be sleeping, and with whom you could obviously have a broad exchange of ideas. I wanted to ask you if you had a kind of completely broad canvas and could select anyone, living or dead, have you ever thought about who you might want to summon to have that conversation with?
Gosh. Well, bear in mind that we are all, me included, complicated, imperfect human beings. So sometimes I want to commune with the brain of Baruch Spinoza. Sometimes I want to commune with the body of Henry Lamarr. And unfortunately, they tend to come in separate parts. I think the short answer is that if I had to choose, I would like to be able to talk occasionally to Spinoza, occasionally perhaps to one of the smarter of the ancient Greeks, but walk him through our present world and hear what he thinks about it. Occasionally, I would simply settle for Henry Lamarr or her modern equivalent. I mean, I'm a variable guy, and I'm not just the brain. But I think, crucially, what I would want is someone, I don't know the answer to this, sadly, who was well known for liking silence. In other words, I would like to be able to have a conversation with someone who knew when to shut up.
That seems a good place to stop. Tony Judd, thank you very much indeed.
Peter, thank you so much.